This is Radio Nepal, MT Kaprasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Three persons go missing after a car plunges into Sunkosi River at Phikkal Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhuli. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts heavy rainfall in various parts of Nepal in next 3 days. Nepali Congress urges government to form a judicial probe committee into the recent violent incidents in eastern Tarai Madhes. And Iran denies Trump's claim that new talks will begin on Monday. Now the news in detail. The people who went missing after a car plunged into the Sunkosi River at Phikkal Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhuli District along the Mid Hill Highway have been identified. Although initial reports suggesting that 4 people had gone missing in the river, police have so far confirmed that there were 3 persons in the vehicle. According to the district police office, those identified are 39-year-old construction contractor and driver Dil Kumar Lama of Jugal Rural Municipality 7 in Sindhupal Chowk and 28-year-old excavator operator Ganesh Thapa of Gulanjor Rural Municipality 1 in Sindhuli District. Similarly, according to Phikkal Rural Municipality Vice Chair Raju Baral, the 3rd person missing has been identified as Suraj Magar, a helper from the Tin Patan Rural Municipality 9 in Sindhuli District. All 3 persons remain missing after the car submerged into the Sunkosi River. District Police Office said that the accident occurred at around 11:45 a.m. today when a bus travelling from Kathmandu to Okhaldhunga hit a parked car on the roadside. Deputy Superintendent of Police Vijay Shrestha said rescue efforts have been hampered by flooding and the strong current in the Sunkosi River. Rainfall ranging from heavy to very heavy has been forecast in various parts of the country in the next 3 days. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, heavy rainfall is likely at 1 or 2 locations in the hilly and Tarai regions of the Lumbini province. Likewise, very heavy rainfall is expected at 1 or 2 locations in the hilly regions of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province. Department's spokesperson Bibhuti Pokhrel said that in the past 24 hours, most parts of the country witnessed moderate rainfall, while some places recorded heavy to very heavy rainfall, suggesting increased monsoon-related activities in the coming 3 days. The department has urged citizens residing in vulnerable areas to take precautions against rising potential risk. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party has urged the government to form a judicial probe committee to conduct an impartial investigation into the recent violent incidents in Sunsari, Sirahat, Dhanusa and Parsa districts. A meeting of the Parliamentary Party held today expressed serious concern over the incidents and extended condolences over the loss of life and injuries sustained by many people. Following the meeting, the Nepali Congress Chief Web Basana Thapa said that the meeting urged the government to form a judicial inquiry committee to ensure an impartial investigation into the incidents and also sincerely appeal all sides to ensure that such acts of violence are not repeated in the future. The Nepali Congress has also urged the government to leave no stone unturned in providing treatment to those injured in the incidents. It appealed all sides to uphold social harmony, religious tolerance, and restraint to prevent similar violent incidents from recurring. Members of the National Assembly have underlined the need to keep social harmony intact in the present adverse situation in the country. Speaking in the special hour of the meeting of the National Assembly today, they urged the government to address farmers' concern, ensure job opportunities for youths within the country, maintain mutual harmony, and implement effective measures against human trafficking. Meantime, the upper house members have drawn the government's attention to Barriers, contemporary pricing issues, including the price rise of daily commodities, shortage of cooking gas, ongoing discrimination on Dalit community, border issues, and issues concerning public health. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha, has stressed the need for a clear and practical framework to ensure transparent and effective mobilization of government grants given for the film industry. Minister Dr. Timal Sinha said an implementable procedure was required to ensure a systematic, transparent, effective and regular spending process of the grants to be given to the film-related institutions and artists. Minister Dr. Timal Sinha said so today at an interaction program with the stakeholders organized at the ministry on the draft of the procedures relating to the incentive grant program for filmmaking in the cultural and national importance sector, 2083 Bikram Samvat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Internet masaf gardos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# डायल गर्नुहोस्.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Non-resident ambassador of the Kingdom of Morocco to Nepal, Mohamed Maliki, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sisir Kanal, today. During the meeting held at the ministry, discussions were held on various issues, including friendly relations between Nepal and Morocco, and the measures to further strengthen the cordial relations between the two countries. Meanwhile, visiting former Prime Minister of Mongolia, Gombo Jabin Jandad Sattar, today paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, CCR Kanal, today itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran has denied Donald Trump's claim that new talks on ending the conflict would begin on Monday after the US president called off what he said would have been massive strikes on the country. The BBC cited Trump on board Air Force One on Sunday as saying that Iran knew the extent of the attack because they saw it forming. In an earlier post on Truth Social, Trump said he had been asked by Iran and US allies in the Middle East to hold up as the perimeters of a deal had been agreed. But on Monday, Iran's foreign ministry denied they were negotiating with the US or that there were any plans to do so. Spokesperson Ismail Baghai said Tehran was negotiating with Oman to reach an understanding over the path to ensure the security of shipping passes through the Strait of Hormuz. 35 people were killed in a drone strike by the Sudanese army on a traditional coursation in the north of Darfur region, a local rights organization has said. According to the BBC, dozens more were reported injured in Sunday afternoon's attack. The emergency lawyers group, which monitors violence against civilians, said that the attack occurred in Garal al-Jawiya village that is controlled by the paramilitary Rapid Support Force, RSF. However, the army has not commented yet. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions throughout the country. There is a chance of light to moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan region. There is also a possibility of light rain, moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Torai regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Lumbini provinces, as well as in the Madhes province. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the hilly regions of Karnali province. and the hilly and Torai regions of Sudhupashchim province. There is also a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan hilly and Torai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Kosi provinces and in the hilly and Torai regions of Lumbini province. Likewise, there is also a possibility of very heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three persons go missing after a car plunges into Sunkosi River at Phikkal Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhuli. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts heavy rainfall in various parts of Nepal in the next 3 days. Nepali Congress urges government to form a judicial probe committee into the recent violent incidents in Tarai Madhes region. And in Iran denies Trump's claim that new talks will begin on Monday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.